KFIZ News Time is 10:10, 10 minutes past 10 o'clock here on a Wednesday. It's 28th day of April of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning. Hour number three of the program underway with you here on a Wednesday. And it is a health and wellness Wednesday. A couple times a month, we take some time to focus on different health and wellness topics. Of course, last year has been a lot of focus on COVID, but we've been talking about mental health, substance abuse, different topics of the like. And we partnered with our friends at CSI of Fond du Lac County to talk with some different mental health counselors and healthcare providers about those topics. And we're going to continue that here this morning. We're joined by Lindsay Lowy from Collaborative Wellness in Ripon. She is a mental health and substance abuse counselor. We're going to highlight Collaborative Wellness and talk about some mental health care FAQs. So Lindsay's kind enough to join us for a few minutes here on the program here this morning. Lindsay, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for taking some time to chat with us. We were talking off the air. I believe you've been on with us before, but the last year's been such a blur with all the stuff going on in our world. So we appreciate you taking some time to come back on the air with us and talk a little bit more about Collaborative Wellness. For folks who aren't familiar with Collaborative Wellness, you're in Ripon, obviously. Tell us more about it and what services you provide the community.
Yes, thank you. Collaborative Wellness is an outpatient clinic in Ripon, and actually over the past year of COVID, we have opened a second location in Oshkosh. So we're really excited to be able to offer, you know, both communities with mental health and substance use care. We have a total of 10 clinicians. Two of us are duly certified to be able to work with both mental health and substance use. And then six of our clinicians are actually going through the education process to be certified so that we can, you know, again, offer more duly certified clinicians to people. We offer a range of different types of therapy options because we know that every person coming into therapy is different. So we have clinicians that work with kiddos as young as four, and then we have clinicians that work all the way up until, you know, the end of our lifespan. And we're excited to also be able to provide both in-person therapy as well as virtual or, you know, what's known as telehealth therapy.
When you speak about being duly certified, why is that important for a service, a place like yours, to have someone who's duly certified who can deal with multiple different types of issues that people might be coming in to see you for? Why is that an important trait of Collaborative Wellness?
Well, I think it's important because if we have clinicians that are not certified in substance use and don't have that educational background to really go in depth with the different facets of substance use or any psychological addiction or abuse, then, you know, we could potentially do harm to our clients by not being able to treat them as effectively as possible. So we really take a lot of pride in making sure that our clinicians are appropriately trained and have the correct education.
You mentioned adding telehealth services and being able to offer both in-person and telehealth services. Is the telehealth aspect, is that something that's popped up over the last year? Is that something that was in the works even before the pandemic?
Telehealth was definitely something that a few of our clinicians utilized before the pandemic, but obviously the pandemic really pushed all of our clinicians to become more familiar with using telehealth, and then also encouraging some of our clients, you know, last spring and even summer that weren't necessarily comfortable using telehealth. We really walked them through the process, and now many of them actually love having the option. If they can't make it into our office, then we are able to set up a telehealth session with them.
Having the telehealth option has to mean wonders for Collaborative Wellness. You're able to expand out and get those people that might not be comfortable, like you said, coming into the office. It gives them kind of the new options to basically be in the comfort of their own homes, but still seek the help they need, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So let's speak about some different frequently asked questions when it comes to mental health care and obviously being a mental health and substance abuse counselor. There's always a stigma that we hear so much about seeking out care and knowing when to seek out care and determining when counseling is needed. What are some key things for folks to know about when it comes to determining if seeking out a counseling service is needed or when to seek treatment for the issues that they're dealing with?
So I think many of us actually have an idea of if we need to seek out services, but either the stigma or the time or, quite honestly, some of the effort to getting into a counselor, starting to meet with somebody new, being vulnerable to open your world, you know, as much as you'd like, to a counselor, I think are the most intimidating parts. So I would say if you have that gut instinct that, you know, I think I'd really like to talk with somebody, or I think I have some things I want to work through, or my child just seems to be going through something and they're not opening up to me, then I would encourage you to seek out counseling and try to start that process. And going into the process, knowing that if you don't connect with your counselor, there are a lot of other counseling options and different types of counseling that you can engage in to feel more comfortable.
Yeah, finding the right fit is important, right? I mean,
very important.
We're talking with you to highlight collaborative wellness, but there's so many different options. What should people be looking for, say, in maybe like the right fit, so to speak, for a provider?
I think that, you know, when you're looking for a provider, it doesn't hurt to go on the website and obviously read some of the biographies of the clinicians that are there. And if there's a clinician that piques your interest, reach out to the clinic or the facility and say, hey, I'm kind of interested in meeting with this clinician. If you aren't sure where to start, you know, I encourage you to call your insurance company first to see which area clinics they will cover. Contact that clinic. And then when you get in and you meet with the person, you know, either in the office or online, you'll know pretty much right away, I don't know if I'm really comfortable with this person. I encourage you to give yourself a little bit of time to work through that. Be open and honest with your clinician. We love when people tell us, I'm just not super comfortable. We can help you work through that, or we can also connect you with other resources, because at the end of the day, I think every clinician just wants their client to feel comfortable enough to open up and work through what they're struggling with.
Right. And if the person is not comfortable but they want to seek help, it's important for them to make that known, right? If it's not the right fit, you don't want someone just to stick with someone because they feel they have to, right? It's that right fit we talked about. You want to be able to make it the experience that the person who's seeking the help, seeking the treatment, a good experience for them too, right?
Yes. And you know, as a client, you're also learning how to use your voice and how to state your needs. And so if you're saying, I'm just not, I mean, even if you're 5, 6, 7 sessions in, you're like, I just am not feeling like I'm getting what I need, please talk with your counselor about that. And again, they can either help work through that, they can look at your treatment goals, or they can, you know, refer you to somebody else that they might know of after getting to know you that would be a good fit.
Speaking of using your voice, Lindsay, I know one of the questions that I'm sure folks hear a lot about, folks in the mental health care field hear a lot about, is how to talk with your loved ones about getting treatment and seeking out treatment and getting support from them to seek out treatment. What are some tips you have to start that conversation with your loved ones, whether you're the one who is seeking out treatment, you're bringing that to the table, or you're a family member, a friend who sees a person who you think might need some help? What are your tips for starting that conversation?
So I love to promote transparency. So being transparent, whether it's you that are seeking help or whether you see a friend or a family member that needs some help, you know, if you're the one that is seeking help, saying, you know, I just need more, than what I'm getting, or I need somebody outside of who I know to talk with or work through some of these things with. We have a lot of parents that come in and say, I'm really proud of my teenager for telling me, listen, you're my parent. I get it, but I don't want to talk to you. I know I need to talk to somebody, but it's not going to be my parent. So we really applaud kids and teenagers for saying those types of things, being open, being transparent. If you are the loved one of a family or friend, you know, asking them, hey, I've noticed that, you know, there's some differences about you, or it seems like you're struggling, or it seems like there's something going on. Do you think you want to try to speak to somebody or talk with a counselor? You know, the biggest thing is breaking down that stigma, and transparency can really help do that.
Lindsay, before we close, I'll let you speak a little bit more, share some more information about Collaborative Wellness. You mentioned in Ripon and the new location in Oshkosh. If people want to get in touch, they want their questions answered, or they want to learn more, what's the best place they can go to find out more?
The best place is probably going to our website, which is www.collaborativewellnesswi.com. And on there you can find links to our podcast, you can find links to our social media, you can get in touch with our counselors. We've got two therapy dogs. We do art therapy, play therapy. We do bilateral stimulation and movement. We are in 7 different school districts. So really our website is going to give you a lot of that information, and you can connect with us right through there as well.
Excellent, Lindsay. Thank you so much for the time. Have a great day.
Thank you, Spencer. Bye.
Bye. That's Lindsay Lowy joining us. She is a mental health and substance abuse counselor with Collaborative Wellness in Ripon. Again, that website, in case you missed it, collaborativewellnesswi.com. And this interview part of our series, Health and Wellness Wednesdays. We talk about health topics, at least one segment during the Wednesday show. And that interview, thanks to our friends over at CSI of Fond du Lac County.